Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeart radio station.
So the ad is a Budweiser ad?
That you only need the light when it's burning
low. Yep, it's the horse and dog ad.
They have a horse and a dog.
Cute puppy.
Does a horse stomp on the puppy?
No, it's a love story. No.
They love each other like that man and his operating system?
Oh, no.
No. They're, quote, best buds. That's the ad campaign.
Just they nuzzle up to each other with their noses?
Well, they try to keep them separate, you know. The dog keeps trying to get to the horse.
Yeah, because they called it puppy love.
Right,
the horse
right.
Can't be,
you know, yeah.
You can't ruin this commercial for me.
Their difference drove them apart. They said it would never work. It was physically impossible.
I mean, Pedro's just playing the commercial. I haven't seen it, so tell me about it.
No, like Joe said, there's a sweet little puppy, and the guy gives it to his girlfriend, and the dog loves the horse, and the horse is in the stable, and they want to be together, and they keep getting separate, and the end, all the horses come together to insist that the horse and dog get together
to hang out together
happily. Yes. And it's one of those that was released early because the people at Budweiser are really smart.
By the way, I have to interrupt you because I'm thirsty. I really need a beer.
Seriously,
after that.
This thing works.
They're really, really smart people, and they know that people are going to circulate this thing on Facebook and cry at it because it's adorable and everyone likes puppies. Period.
But is it going to beat Pedro's vinegar circulation?
Most definitely, yes.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, we posted it yesterday and we got 2.1 million people that saw that commercial.
Right off of ours, we got 2.1 billion, huh?
Yeah, just right from 95.7.
Wow. Maybe something is funny with our algorithm.
These are weird numbers, I got to tell you. Now, it may be simply a demonstration of the, degrees of separation between us and Kevin Bacon that these days, if you have something that people really like, it's sort of like herpes. Sorry, Pedro. Sorry to make it feel better.
It's so infectious.
Herpes to people. That's what I do.
If you know someone who knows someone who knows someone, they give it to millions of people. Just it starts at one person.
People get very excited about Super Bowl ads. They're already talking about it. There's that one. And then you know who Anna Kendrick is? She's the actress and now singer, and she's adorable. She actually is getting a lot of viral push because she was talking about doing a Super Bowl ad with Newcastle Brown Ale. You know Newcastle Brown Ale? That used to be my favorite beer when I was a bartender.
Yeah, I don't know it because I don't drink, but...
Okay, think of Alan White. You know that thing he's got in his hand?
That's a Newcastle Brown Ale.
Yeah.
Delicious.
He lives
beer.
In Newcastle.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Terrific beer, but, you know, it's not the first thought in everybody's mind when they think beer.
So it's because they don't have a horse and a dog in love with each other.
Right, a little unknown, but they're actually doing a really great push with some fun marketing. And here's actually, here's Anna Kendrick talking about how she was almost in their Super Bowl commercial.
I was really excited to make a Super Bowl commercial with Newcastle, but then it turns out they don't even have the money or permission to make a Super Bowl commercial. They can't even say the word Super Bowl. It's bleeped. I don't think they can say, like, game. I don't think you can mention football, like, in any capacity. I was surprised that I even got offered the part, you know, because I don't think of myself as like beer commercial babe hot, you know. I mean, I'm hot, but like approachable hot, like the hottest girl in your improv class hot. Am I beer commercial hot? No.
Beer commercial.
But I love a challenge because I've done like indies and blockbusters, you know, kind of well-rounded. I mean, basically the only thing I haven't done is a nude scene and get paid a lot of money to be in a commercial. For a beer, I don't even drink.
Very good.
This gave me the opportunity to basically do both of those things.
That's very self-effacing. That's nice.
Yeah. Yes, she's very funny.
Okay, commercials for the Super Bowl. I'm sure there'll be more. Coming up just a little bit, the big actor Andy Garcia on his movie at Middleton. Andy, of course, very famous. The Godfather, nominated for an Academy Award for that. He was in Hill Street Blues. Oceans 11, 12, and 13, The Lost City, and just many, many things. Million Ways to Die. In this case, it's a really heartwarming love story. Joe says he super enjoyed it and it was shot here in Washington.
Kind of. I think it's going to be my life in 3 or 4 years.
You're going to meet someone else and decide that you're unhappy with Kelly?
Not that part.
That's the part of the movie.
That's the whole movie, dude. No, no.
It's my story. Sorry,
you
honey.
Mean Kelly's going to be the
Kelly,
female.
Kelly, if you're listening at home.
She's going to meet someone else and decide she's unhappy with you.
No. Oh.
That's the only other possibility.
No. The love
Which
story,
one of those is it?
The love story part, not my life.
Oh, there'll be no love story
no,
in your life.
No.
Okay. So the let's get this straight.
What's this movie about? Going to... Take
well,
your kid
what,
to college?
What it's initially about is taking your kid to college for informational tours to go and see if the kid wants to go to that college.
I've done that, yeah.
And that's the part that I think will be my life.
Got a speeding ticket in the Palouse.
Yes, and that's exactly where this takes place. It's shot completely. If you went to Wazoo or Gonzaga, you will see a lot of familiar places. Because
do they call it Gonzaga there?
I believe that's what they call it.
When you like get as in out. Gone, yeah. gone, gone,
Gonzaga. Gonzaga, yeah. And I believe... that you will see many familiar sites. It's shot around Spokane, entirely shot in Washington.
So again,
State.
How is this your story?
Well, just the going to Eastern Washington to show my daughter a college
oh,
park.
Oh, I see.
I mean, when the guy says, you know, do we take Highway 90 or Highway 2 or I-90? You know,
oh my God, I've heard you say
I can relate to that.
Yeah,
I relate
to that. That part of the movie is exactly
yeah.
like
it's,
your
it's
life.
It's my life. Yeah.
Should we stop and eat in George? My God.
All right, good to know, Joe. Thank
That's
you
another
for
winery.
That in-depth look at the movie. All right, he'll be on the phone in just a little bit. Also want to mention to you that a bunch of people texted, wanted to know the name of the book. I did say the name of the book, so did Joe, but we didn't make it clear that it was the name of the book. We're interviewing the authors of The Second Machine Age. Eric Brynjolfsson and Andrew McAfee. It's an amazing book.
If there's people in IT and tech, you probably know who these guys are a lot better than we do.
You have to read it. Eric and Andrew's book, The Second Machine Age. Also, a quick mention. Yesterday, we told you we were down to, actually, 2 days ago, we were down to 12 people to sponsor, which we thought was amazing with the Super Bowl coming up. We're just about at our goal with World Vision. 12 kids remain, and we thought, that's a karma opportunity for 12th man to sponsor one of the last 12 kids. And then we started to come up with significance for all the different numbers. You know, 12 is the 12th man. 8 is
Matt Hasselbeck's
number. Zorn's number was what?
10.
10.
9 was Norm
nine
Johnson.
Was Norm Johnson. So, and now, believe it or not, you folks did great yesterday. And our goal, get all these kids sponsored before kickoff on Sunday because we know, look, it's good karma. How much do we need good karma for Sunday? All we can get. So there are 5 left. 5. One of you is going to get the 3rd kid left.
Oh, yeah.
Which, of course, the significance of that is
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson's jersey.
Hey, Hauschka. The 4th kid left.
Hauschka.
Could be your game winner guy right there.
That's right.
I mean,
all right. What's significant about 5?
Incredibly significant number 5. You know, the last time the Seattle experienced any kind of world championship was the 1979 Seattle Supersonics. Yesterday at the Space Needle, Sonics coach Lenny Wilkins lowered the 12th man flag to have it signed and shipped to New York, and then raised another 12th man flag on top of the Space Needle. You know how 5 is significant to Lenny Wilkins?
He has 5 toes, 5 fingers.
Wow.
And there were 5 starting people on that Sonics World Championship basketball
team. Actually, mine
team.
Was almost
you
as good as yours.
Really ancient. Wow.
All right, that's 5.
Yeah.
Time now to give away some tickets to our 95.7 KJRFM 12th Man VIP party at the Lively Lounge. This is a great Super Bowl party. Free food, prizes, drinks, and a performance by TNT. If you want to see the game in style on a ginormous screen at the Lively Lounge, just be. Caller number 12 at 877-901-0957 right now. Caller number 12. We should have Andy Garcia in a moment. I believe that's him on the line. Also coming up today, the authors of The Second Machine Age and Jay Leno. Yes, he's retiring from NBC. Yes, we don't know what he'll do afterwards. He still has a few shows to go. But he has just popped up on another network. There's a show called Jay Leno, Mr. Comedy, on tomorrow night. I will want to tape that thing, I think.
Is this kind of a perspective on his whole career?
I don't know what it is, actually.
Huh.
It's a special, I guess. Oh, and it fuels the rumors that he might be going to another network because it's on that network.
I'll put money that this is where he's going.
Yep.
Who's running Mr. Comedy? Jay Leno, Mr. Comedy.
CNN. It's been rumored that Jay Leno is going to CNN. We'll keep you posted. 7:14. You've seen Andy Garcia in huge blockbuster movies like Ocean's 11, 12, and 13, and Godfather 3, which earned him an Oscar nomination. Garcia has also produced and starred in some really great independent films, including City Island and most recently At Middleton. That's a movie that he shot entirely in Eastern Washington on the Gonzaga and WSU campuses. At Middleton tells the story of two parents who take their teenagers to tour a college and wind up learning more about themselves and what makes them truly happy than the kids do. I've done that. Drive the kid around to college. You guys will be doing that pretty soon. Andy Garcia, welcome back to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you, sir?
Thanks for having me. Thank you very much. I'm doing well. Thank you.
My pleasure. You are quite an accomplished actor, and you've done a lot of roles, you know, Hill Street Blues, Godfather, stuff that, you know, 8 million Ways to Die. Is this kind of a romantic comedy? Is this kind of thing something that is refreshing for you?
Yes, it's a genre I've always enjoyed throughout, you know, my life, and I've had not as many opportunities to explore in my career, but, you know, I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, just to be an actor who is working and can raise a family doing it is a blessing, you know. But it's something that I enjoy very much, and it's a genre that I'm comfortable in, and I want to do more of it. I did a movie a couple of years ago called City Island, which I also produced.
Right. And this is your project. And by the way, a couple of questions. Joe saw the movie the other day. Really, really, truly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I watched it last night, and it was really great, and it makes me look at where I might be in 3 or 4 years. Probably not the being unhappy with my wife part and all that, but
at least not for, you know, not here on the radio.
Yeah, taking my kid over to Eastern Washington, which I want to say thank you for choosing our state. I don't know how much you had to do with that, but you shot the whole thing in Washington.
Oh, yes. We shot it at Gonzaga University and Washington State University.
Well, we appreciate the business.
Why did you choose Washington? Did we offer you a good deal? A couple things.
One, we were looking specifically for these bell towers that are in the story, an integral part of the story. Mm-hmm. And Gonzaga had these beautiful bell towers that we were able to shoot in. And also the state provided an incentive for us as independent filmmakers, you know, 30% incentive to work there. And they had the local production companies that were very helpful, North by Northwest out of Spokane, and so you know, it was great.
Washington is a good place to work. Yeah,
with the beautiful, beautiful, idyllic campuses that you saw how beautifully they photographed.
And, yeah, it's a short flight too from L.A. Here. More people should come up here. We don't tax you to death. It's a great deal.
It's a great state, and I got to know Seattle a little bit on the way out. We stopped over there. We've been to the festival there. We premiered the movie at the Seattle Film Festival, and I had never been to the Seattle area, and it's really a beautiful, beautiful town.
Well, you could buy up tons of Seattle. You could buy up a whole island for yourself here. Come out here often.
Please do.
So with my Caribbean blood, I'm not sure if I'll survive the first winter.
Yeah, we're actually, well, it's not bad, but you're right. You like Florida. Are you in Miami and L.A.?
I live in Los Angeles, yeah. But I was born in Havana, grew up in South Florida, and still have a home there, but I'm a little in Los Angeles.
And you have a fascinating life. As a Cuban-American, you are, you'd say your dad was brave and exiled from Cuba, and you're here, and America has been the land of opportunity for you. If you would say something good about America, because I've been looking over the cable channels and I can't find anything good about America these days. Tell me something wonderful.
Well, I mean, the cliche of this is the land of opportunity is actually the absolute truth. I mean, America has been built by immigrants from its inception. You know, obviously, you know, if you go back to the days where just the Native Americans were here, everyone who came here were looking for opportunity and for really a way of life that guaranteed their civil liberties. You know, they weren't getting back home, you know, and we were blessed. I mean, the fact that my father had the mother had the courage to take our young family. We were under the Castro regime for 2.5 years, and they quickly, you know, by then it was just we were lucky to get out. If not, you know, my life would have been a lot different than it is today. And so, you know, I was blessed. And when I got here, the future was in my hands. You know, you have to work. You know, you have no one's going to hand anything on a silver platter here. But if you're diligent and you're persistent and you prepare yourself and you have a dream, this is the country that can fulfill it.
You mentioned the bell towers, Andy, in the movie. I don't want to give away the whole thing, but you are afraid of heights. That's part of the movie, and yeah. You go up in the tower. In real life, are you afraid of heights, or is there anything you have a fear of?
Not really. Not to the degree this character is. I think we all, if we get a bit, you know, 40 stories high and there's a railing, we kind of go, oh, okay. Is that sensation I'm saying, you know, some people say, and sometimes you feel it, it's like, you get a little bit too close, and you get the sensation that you want to jump off.
And one other scene I want to ask you about. I don't want to tell the whole story, but there is a pretty cute scene that involves you smoking some pot. Now, that's legal in Washington, so do you guys use stunt pot, or do you use real pot?
No, it was some sort of lettuce.
It's called Cinema Magic, Joe.
It's part of the deal they made with the state for the tax break.
It's called acting.
You are, by the way, you're considered quite a hot ticket, and you've been on lists of, you know, people would like to see you, you know, they'd like to see more of you if you were in films, and you're on the record as saying that you won't do any undressing for the camera. Is that true?
This is true.
Is it modesty? I mean, because you're, you know...
I don't know if there's a wide enough lens for that scene.
Attaboy!
And then, it's not my style, you know. Yeah. First of all, I'm a husband and a father of, you know, three girls, and I just don't. Those kind of things don't, you know. I'm more interested in the scene that the foreplay scene, you know, the repartee. I think that's where. And leave it up to the imagination. That's the type of cinema that I'm interested in.
That's where I do my best acting, right
there.
Yeah.
This movie gets absolute rave reviews. Joe absolutely loved it. And Andy, it's great to talk to you. Nice to see you. All the best to you, sir. Thanks for being here in Washington.
It'll be released in selected markets, but it'll be in Seattle, in a theater in Seattle tomorrow night. And then also on video on demand, so you can see it simultaneously if you want to stay home because it's either raining, which it does a lot in Seattle, I know.
You can also order it on iTunes, I'm reading as well.
I'll start tomorrow.
Andy Garcia, all the best to you, sir.
Likewise.
Bye. Nice guy. Amanda, hello.
Hi.
You're caller number 12.
I'm so excited.
All right. You get to go to the VIP party. You get a 4-pack of tickets to our VIP party at the Lively Lounge.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a blast.
It'll be lively. and Seahawks win. Let's go, Seahawks.
Absolutely. Go Hawks.
Hang on.
Hawks.
Oh, yeah. Are we even monitoring that we're putting only Hawks fans in that party?
What do you mean monitoring?
Well, we haven't been asking people if they're Hawks fans or Denver fans just to make
sure.
You're
right. I assume that everybody's a Hawks fan if they're from here, but that's not necessarily the case.
We got to judge people on the way in.
We're going to turn them away.
Wow. There's nothing spices up a party like having the opposing team.
A couple of Broncos fans.
Across the aisle. Yeah, it's fun.
Call them human piñatas. It'll be fantastic.
Brightly colored orange human piñatas.
It's a good
piñatas.
Point, though. You know. I think we're a city that's relatively polite to fans. There have been a few instances, but as far as comparing us to other cities around the country, I don't think that's a huge issue.
In Denver, they still have a radio station, The Mountain. We used to have one here. They have banned all Seattle music all week.
I heard they were getting rid of grunge.
Yeah, they won't play any Heart. They won't play any Nirvana. They won't play...
You know,
Andy
I would ban all good Denver music, but there really isn't.
Right? I was racking my brain.
All John Denver weekend, yeah. Everybody. Rocky Mountain High again and again and again.
Yeah. By the way, tonight, Butternut is playing in Snoqualmie. Wear your Seahawks garb. We'll be giving away
four or five? Four.
Five four-packs.
We'll be giving away five four-packs of tickets to our Super Bowl party. So if you want those tickets, wear your Seahawks garb to the Black Dog in Snoqualmie. Come at 6. We start playing at 6:30. Butternut, followed by a great local Valley band, Storybox, plays original music. They're very good. And some of them are also in Butternut with us on stage. And the Butternut, if you don't know about it, is Pedro Bartez on drums, Eric Corman on bass, me on keyboards, and then just a couple friends of ours. And it's a very casual band that refuses to charge any money, because that way we always know you got what you paid for. No, at least, at the very least, you got more than you paid for. And also because it's just for fun.
It's a pretty damn good band, too. Mm-hmm.
And the food and beverages are pretty good at that place, I've heard.
Did you say Funge?
Funge. It's going to be...
Oh, you said it's fun.
Yeah, it's a mix of fun and grunge, though.
I apologize.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Okay, Marshawn Lynch. Now, what is going on with Marshawn Lynch? We have more interviews with Marshawn Lynch?
Yesterday was better than the day before.
Right after this.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR. Where will you be on the biggest Sunday in Seattle history? Thanks to 95.7 KJR, you could be at the best viewing party at Seattle's newest hot spot, Lively. But the only way in is to win. Listen to Bob Rivers in the morning and afternoons with Steve Slayton for your chance to win. For more information or to enter online, go to 957KJR.com.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon. Mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
This report is brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. Experience the second annual Rock Ballad Ball at Tulalip Resort Casino this Valentine's Day. Rock the night away with tributes to both Poison and Bon Jovi. Find all the exciting details at TulalipResortCasino.com.
Hey, Sleep Country USA's President's Day sale is on right now. Don't wait for President's Day to save big on a new mattress. Sleep Country's President's Day sale is on, and you can save up to $500 on Beautyrest and Posturepedic mattress sets. Get a queen-size Sealy mattress set for $399 for queen-size Sealy. Even get 3 years interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get free same-day delivery, setup, and removal of your old mattress. Sleep Country USA always guarantees you the lowest price, always, which means if anybody puts that bed you've selected on sale for up to 100 days after you buy it, they'll beat the sale price by 5% and refund you the difference. And Sleep Country gives you the opportunity to make sure it's the right bed for you. They invite you to come into the showroom. All the models are on display. Take the time, get comfortable, find the bed that's right for you. Then you get 100 nights to sleep on your decision. And if you're not getting the rest you need, they'll let you bring it back for a complete refund or in exchange for the exact right bed for you. So they're basically guaranteeing you the best night's sleep and the best price and the President's Day sale. Sleep Country USA, why buy a mattress anywhere else?
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-556-4058. 1-800-556-4058. That's 1-800-556-4058. 1-800-556-4058.
Get ready for the big game with party platters from QFC. There are tons to choose from, made to order and served up hot. Stop by the store, call, or place your order at qfc.com/order online.
The boat show, the boat show, the big city.
The 2014 Big Seattle Boat Show. It's a big deal. On now through February 1st at CenturyLink Field in South Lake Union with a free shuttle. Come find your big deal at the West Coast's biggest boat show with over 1,000 boats on display, the latest gear, and boatloads of daily prizes. Taste local craft beers this Friday at Sails and Ales presented by S3 Maritime. Buy four or more tickets online and get free parking, tickets, discounts, and a complete list of events and activities at seattleboatshow.com.
So, what do you think of our new TV?
The picture's great, and I love the new thin look, but...
What?
Well, the sound isn't much.
That's a problem with all the new slim cabinet TVs.
What should we do?
We need to look at some TV sound systems from Bose and Yamaha and Samsung and LG and...
Where can we go to get a deal on those brands? Aren't they expensive and complicated?
Not at Video Only. They've even got speakers for phones and tablets and...
Don't be sorry prices.
Exactly. And we can listen to these systems and pick one that's right for us.
Okay, let's go to Video Only and get our sound solution.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or dishwashers, but you will find the best deals on HD TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, camcorders, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In South Center, Bellevue, Linwood, Federal Way, and Tacoma. Video Only.
City University was founded in Seattle, a city whose influence is felt around the world. It's the place that transformed a commodity into a culture.
Tall Americano with room, please.
Turned the skies into a superhighway and amplified a local scene into a global movement. And it's our home. City University of Seattle was born from this culture of innovation. It's evident in our flexible online and in-person learning options and our industry-experienced faculty. And because we're a nonprofit university, our complete focus is your success. So if you know where you're going, we know how to get you there. Learn from the city. City University of Seattle. Visit cityu.edu or call 888-42-CITY-U to get started.
You are invited to see in person what CityU has to offer. Join them for an open house at their main campus on Thursday, January 30th from 4 to 7. Learn from the city. CityU, corner of 6th and Wall in downtown Seattle.
Shopping for health insurance on the WaHealthPlanFinder.org website is a good thing. But it's not exactly obvious which hospitals are covered by which plans. Fortunately, Swedish has set up a special customer service team so you can find out exactly which plans include Swedish. And that's a good thing. So visit Swedish.org to get in touch with the experts. Then, should you get sick, a bad thing, you'll feel better knowing you'll be cared for by Swedish. And that's a truly good thing.
Want to maximize the value of that tax refund? Go to AutoZone and let their experts help you choose the tune-up parts that are best for your car. A tune-up improves performance and fuel economy, putting cash back in your pocket. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
This report is brought to you by Fred Meyer.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, northbound 405 through the S-curve is a slow drive right now. Also dealing with some heavy crowding southbound 405 from 527 all the way through Kirkland. I-5 northbound actually looking really good through Federal Way. The South Center Hill is actually where you're going to see some crowding. And, of course, from the middle of Boeing Field all the way up to the Convention Center, also dealing with lots of brake lights there.
Stop by your neighborhood Fred Meyer, where right now you can save $300 on a Toshiba 50-inch class LED 1080p HD TV. Pick one up for just $599.99. Only at Fred Meyer. What's on your list today?
It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Denver Broncos. Why would you think you can win this? Your number one offense is getting shut down. Jersey's a cold one. Al Roker's calling for freezing. And in the postseason, Peyton blows it somehow. It's a Super Bowl in the wintertime. There might be snow, but the Hawks won't mind. We're not the team that passes every play. Peyton Manning's getting old. His achy bones won't let him run away. Denver Broncos. Sorry, you simply won't. Zone. When Marshawn Lynch overruns you, a Skittles rainbow's gonna shine through.
Beast mode's gonna come.
That's how Seattle's gonna beat you in Super Bowl 48.
A tear to my eye every time I hear that. Denver Broncos. Spike O'Neill and Downtown Joe. Good job, guys.
Really,
thank
brings,
you, buddy.
Brings a tear to the Denver people's eyes even more.
Have you gotten any reaction?
Pedro,
how many million people care about that?
No, I mean, if you don't trust Facebook, why to post it there, right? What's the point? No, we haven't posted it yet. We're going to do it today.
You haven't posted it?
No, we're going to do it today at noon. Because yesterday we posted the other one, the Hawk and Roll one.
Oh.
So we didn't want to have them, you know, together.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah. So
you think this will be as popular as vinegar?
Vinegar has a lot of attributes, apparently. But
you can
clean
wood floors with vinegar. You can't clean wood floors with that song.
No.
Exactly. Mm.
Wipe it and wipe it and wipe it. None of the dirt comes off.
All right. How many people have shared the Hawk and Roll song so far?
I would say that close to 150,000 people saw that video.
Wow.
That's really good. Word of the day, baby. On the phone, Craig. Hello, Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Sentence says, I'm calling a prediction for the month of February. Seattle fans will have a month of sponge with a Chris Ballew concert on the weekend and a Super Bowl victory.
There you go.
That's right.
They're not grunge, they're funge.
Funge, yeah, you betcha.
All right, Craig, you've got a family four-pack of tickets to the Christine Palmer & Associates Antique and Collectibles Show at the Washington State Fair Event Center this Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, go Saturday awesome. If you're not going to have, if you're going to watch the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it'll be a Saturday.
All right, hang on.
I don't know, you could go Sunday. You'd be small crowds. You could tape the game to ask everybody not to tell you. Try not to hear the honks of the car horns and the screaming fans afterward and watch it when you get home.
Yeah. Spike, you have something in common with the governor of the state of Washington.
Governor Jay Inslee and I have something in common. We've both made a Super Bowl bet. Is that the...
That's not it.
That's not it?
He's going to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Much as you are. And he had to buy his own tickets.
Much
just
as
like
I
you.
Did. Yeah.
And he wanted to buy the cheapest tickets possible, even though he's the governor of the state of Washington.
He's going to sit up in the
he's sitting
cold
wherever
rafters.
The cheapest seats were.
Wow.
You'll have a better seat than the governor.
I will.
Because you actually sprung for a slightly
Doug,
better
ticket.
You know,
Doug's...
His heartwarming story.
When he told me he was a 35-year season ticket holder,
yeah.
And the Hawks took care of him, his rep specifically, Joe pointed out, this guy's got juice.
Yeah.
That's where you want to be.
Oh, I see. So it wasn't the heartwarming story.
Yeah, nice
very
story.
Heartwarming.
Nice story.
It's very heartwarming.
Ask not what you can do for me today. Ask what you can do for me in the future.
And then again and again and again and again.
Anyway, the governor is buying the cheapest ones available, which is a good thing for our state to know that he's thrifty. But he's also not buying it with state money, paying for their tickets themselves.
That's nice.
And
but
wait a minute. That says here the cheapest ones available. The Seahawks had ticket allocations for elected officials. Inslee paid for the tickets for himself and his wife, Trudy.
Okay.
And they didn't know how much the governor paid, the spokesperson said, but he bought the cheapest ones that were available.
$800 apiece.
Well, that's the...
Are you sure?
That's the cheapest face value in the
but
building.
But maybe the Seahawks said for elected right. officials, the cheapest ones available.
We do need a little zoning.
We need an on-ramp.
The Seahawks need him to be seen
right.
on television.
We need an on-ramp is what we need.
Yeah. I wouldn't blame him. I think he should sit in the best seats in the House. So what is this thing where government officials have to pretend that they're poor?
Because then the people of the great state of Washington don't have anything negative to say about him wasting our tax dollars.
Right.
You know what? Trust me. People will find negative things to say no matter what you do. So enjoy the perks.
You know, it was a real big deal last week that the commissioner of football, the guy who picked an outdoor stadium in New York in February to have the game, was going to be sitting outside in the elements. They didn't want it. He didn't want the idea of fans freezing and getting rained or snowed on while the commissioner who made that call was sitting up in a nice, heated, comfortable, posh.
By the way, the NFL's decision to have an outdoor cold weather Super Bowl has been controversial with some people. And as we reported a few days ago, the aftermarket for tickets was not going so well. Joe says it's better now, but there's still a lot of tickets remaining in the I don't know how they keep track of the aftermarket, but they do.
From a markup standpoint, I mean, it's way beyond my price point as it is. I mean, $800 is a face value ticket. Those are going for about $12. The $1,200 tickets are going for about $18. So you're looking at a 50% markup. If you compare that to, say, the NFC Championship game, where a face value $150 ticket was getting $600 plus, you know, that's 400% markup on that game. You're looking at about a 50% markup on the Super Bowl. That's
in other words, the scalpers won't do as well as they've done at other Super Bowls.
Correct.
No, for
who
sure.
Who cares?
People who are trying to go to the game are who care. You know, like myself.
Well, but they want the scalpers to take a hosing.
Absolutely.
Who pines for the scalpers? Who cares about the scalpers?
I guess this could also be annoying for people who paid a ton of money for Super Bowl tickets and then discovered that they could have paid substantially less on the
way.
It's sort of like when you buy tickets to a concert and then you see that there's a Groupon 2-for-1 special 2 weeks afterwards.
You
but
got
you already
hosed.
Buy yours.
Right.
Yeah, so you kind of got screwed there.
Right. But I personally love to see scalpers get screwed.
I prefer the term speculator.
Since you are one.
I'm not a scalper.
You
I'm a
speculator.
Not on the Seahawks, but it's like anything else. It's a stock. There's so much of it issued.
Exactly.
You know, is it going to go up? Is it going to go down? I
outdoors, cold weather, not the greatest. I think that if they had one here, they'd do better.
And they very well might. If this one goes well, it could lead to a Seahawks, especially if we win. It could lead to a Seattle hosting a Super Bowl in the next decade. We'd have to put 20,000 seats in CenturyLink.
Jay Leno has a few shows to go on NBC, but he's popped up on CNN. Jay Leno, Mr. Comedy, is on tomorrow night, fueling speculation that Jay may be moving to the cable news network.
Why would a news channel put on a comedy saluting a comedian? You know, it's not their normal kind of programming.
Why would MTV stop playing music videos? Oh, I know.
Oh, I understand why they would hire him.
No one cares drunken, about news.
Drunken
no.
College kids are entertaining.
No, and CNN is pretty desperate to do something. Jay Leno might be just their ticket.
Well, watch for that. Pedro says, absolutely, you can bank on it. He's going to CNN. The Jay Leno special, the Jay Leno show will be handed over to Jimmy Fallon. The Jay Leno special, Mr. Comedy, debuts Friday, January 31st, 10 p.m. Jay Leno in depth. His post-tonight plans. Kimmel insults Zucker. What he taught Letterman. You know, Jay and Letterman used to be really good friends.
When they were
coming
both
up,
stand-up comedians?
Comedy Store, yeah. Mitzi's Place. They were all part of the same, you know, laugh pack, if you could call it that. His final Tonight Show is Thursday, February 6th. Wow, we're close.
Yeah, it's a week from tonight.
Pedro, what are you going to do on February 7th? Are you going to Disneyland?
He's going to CNN.
Yeah.
Not Pedro.
Oh, I got for me, everything is okay.
Everything is okay. Have you been assured of a soft landing?
You never assured anything, but
things are good.
Okay. Yeah, things are
Pedro good. Does not talk about his other life.
Yeah. No.
They're using the opportunity of the Olympics to cleanse America's palate before they move on to Jimmy Fallon.
Isn't that what they did before?
I believe so.
Yeah, it was also around the Olympics that Jay left last time. You know what would be really funny?
Hi, it's Jay Leno from Sochi, Russia, with the Winter Olympic Games.
No. Although, I'd look at that, but what would be really funny is if Jay Leno knocked Conan out of a job again. I'd love that.
Coming to TNT.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Conan, you're fired.
I don't think he wants to sit there. That show's not doing so hot.
I know.
And I
you guys abandoned Conan.
I trust Jay Leno. He said on 60 Minutes, I won't be doing another late night talk show. He didn't say he wouldn't be doing a show. He didn't say he wouldn't be doing a talk show. But he says, I'm done with late night.
Do you think he's going to try to be Oprah? He's going to do the afternoon show?
Or 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock prime time.
I don't see prime time. I'll tell you what I see. I see Jay Leno in the afternoon.
Really?
I see that that the prime time audiences might embrace him. Who do you have? You have Ellen, who's great.
Yeah.
But who else do you have in that slot?
Didn't Katie Couric just kind of fail
you have
there?
Katie is right? Not doing right. Gangbusters.
I think she actually got pulled, right?
Or I like the Katie more than I like to watch her. I don't know if that makes any sense.
You're with everybody.
Yeah. We all love her. She's a sweetheart. But can she carry a show by herself?
Not no. so much.
And she knows that she just took the gig at Yahoo. She's going to be their news correspondent now.
Yahoo?
Yahoo, yeah.
You mean when I get a story now, there's going to be a picture of Katie Couric next to the whole elephant flinging the dung video?
Yahoo.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking, Yahoo, Amazon, Microsoft, these are your TV networks of the future, you know, in the next 10 years. And now Yahoo has Katie Couric.
Yeah, not to mention that CNN realizes that they're not doing so hot with the news lately and that they're being beaten up by the internet. So that's why they added the chef.
Right, and CNN has had other talk shows as well, right? What about that guy with the silver hair?
Anderson Cooper. I don't know if he's still on CNN.
I know, but he had a talk show for an hour.
Yeah, AC360.
They're going to have a lot more shows. A lot of different programming that isn't just news.
It's going to be all silver-haired people. Jay Leno, Anderson Cooper, Wolf Blitzer.
The Silver Hair Network.
Yeah, it'll be...
SHN.
Yeah. They'll get Chris Matthews. They'll call him back out. Yeah. Yeah. Why not?
That makes sense.
You think the Tonight Show will have any effect or suffer from it moving to New York City?
No. It'll suffer from Jimmy Fallon. I don't think he's as mass appeal as Jay. By the way, I don't mind that, and I love Jimmy Fallon. Mm-hmm. I think he's great, but it's going to be Fallon and Kimmel. I think Kimmel might edge out Fallon a little, even though I love Fallon more as a person. But that's his thing. I like Katie Couric a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's...
It's not for you.
Yeah.
Fallon is for me.
It is.
You know what he did last
night? Would you like
him
better than Kimmel?
Well, I like them equally, but Fallon is appealing to people in their mid to late 30s, early 40s, because that's how old he is. So he's talking about things and doing things from that era. Like the thing that's gone viral today is that he got the Full House guys back together, John Stamos, Bob Saget, and Dave Coulier. To do a little bit,
right?
One of his little bits.
Fallon's a better new media guy, like Pedro, who gets all the likes and the shares. Kimmel's maybe a better host. If Jody likes them both, she's probably going to watch Kimmel. But it's going to be like Letterman and Leno. You're going to watch one a little more than you watch the other.
Sure, but what do the Full House guys mean to you? Absolutely nothing, right? Because that's not your demo. You didn't watch Full House. It's some kind of card game on TV, as far as I know. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. No. So it's no surprise that a lot of people don't like it because he's not doing anything. He's not even trying to be relevant for other people.
But don't go with assuming that being liked means you're a winner. Otherwise, Conan would have won the war. Otherwise, Letterman would have won the war. Jay Leno was the number one rated Tonight Show host of all the late night shows, but he was not the most liked. Not even close.
Kimmel's in L.A., right? Kimmel shows based in L.A. Because, there was always the East Coast, West Coast thing with Jay and Dave.
I think they're doing that on purpose because you get guests that the other one can't get.
Since Kimmel's in L.A., Fallon's moving to the Tonight Show to New York. They're just going to flip-flop coasts.
They'll be slow jamming.
He had Romney on. Did you see that?
I did not. Do you have the Romney one? I'm actually very interested. See, I wouldn't watch it live, but I would pass it around the internet with my vinegar videos.
Right. You may also enjoy... Mitt Romney doing
my cute cats and my guy getting his kid on dentist gas. I'm going to pass it around with all that stuff.
You know, I think Conan did win a little bit. I mean, yeah, he lost the late night show.
And money and viewers,
and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. But
do you remember what happened with that whole Team Coco hashtag thing? You know,
he had all
that support. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He toured around the country. It sold out everywhere. Yes, he was cool.
Yeah. And that's a thing I think entertainers have to increasingly make the choice. Do I want to have ginormous ratings or do I want to hang on to some coolness or integrity? I say ditch the coolness and integrity and take home the cash.
No, baby. You could be cool. You could step out on a stage, play guitar with Eddie Vedder.
I know. But I don't have it in me. Yeah. I'm not cool.
No.
Yeah.
No, but that's okay, you know? And neither, I mean, I don't think that Jay Leno would ever do anything like that, or David Letterman. No. Those guys don't have to. They got 25 writers. They roll in at whatever time. They read their monologues, and they don't have to do anything interesting or different.
Right. It's like the story in music, too. You can be a really cool musician, or you can be a sellout who makes a ton of money. Mm-hmm. There's always been, you know what, people even said the Beatles sellout. There's always been somewhat of that choice. But I think the internet makes it an even wider gap.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who's cool is Marshawn Lynch.
Right now, he is playing that game beautifully.
He's cool.
And he's the anti-Super Bowl hype machine.
Yes, and yeah. I would, if he had a talk show, I would watch. He wouldn't say much, but
yeah.
I would watch.
Marshawn would just sit there and he would go, yep. Well, they're paying me to welcome you as a guest. Welcome.
And who else?
And that would be it.
Who else
no
is cool who does have his own show on the internet, The Real Rob Report, Michael Robinson, the fullback. And yesterday, Robinson was Marshawn's sidekick during the press conference, and it was something to behold.
The interview starts. Michael Robinson grabs the mic and asks Marshawn a question.
Can you define beast mode, what that means to you?
It's a lifestyle, bro.
Hey, man, what you think about your fullback,
man?
Is it pretty cool, brother?
No.
What?
No.
That's messed up. We went to dinner last night and everything, man. You went,
come on, brother. Come on, brother.
What'd you eat?
What we eat? Some soul food in Harlem?
I don't know what you ate, man.
Yeah, we ate some soul food, some chicken and waffles, man.
All right. Is the rest of the country getting this the way we do, by
yes,
the way? They are. Good.
Totally.
All right. The interview starts with that, and then Marshawn talks about the media attention.
What do you think of all this media attention, Marshawn?
I don't know. I really ain't got too much to say, boss. I mean, I appreciate it, but I don't get it.
Would you describe yourself?
I'm just here so I won't get fined, boss.
That's the reason why. So I won't get fined.
Yeah.
That's it, man. I'm here because you're making me be here.
Uh-huh.
Marshawn did also talk about the fans. Remember, fans were raising money to help pay the fine?
Right.
How did it make you feel though when, you know, they were talking about fining you earlier in the year and the fans were putting up money to pay the fine for you?
I mean, if y'all say y'all was our bridge from the players to the fans, and the fans really ain't really tripping, so then what's the point? What's the purpose? They got my back. I appreciate that. But I don't get what's the bridge being built for.
That's a really amazing metaphor.
It is. Well, the media says that they are the conduit, the bridge, to get the players to their fans. Marshawn's like, that ain't it. He quoted one point. He said, I don't know if Peter has that one, but you know, none of the 12s I play for seem to mind that I don't like.
Yeah,
talking.
Because I'm not the guys I'm running for. They don't care what I say or don't say.
Asked what it means to play in his first Super Bowl.
How do you feel about, you know, playing in your first Super Bowl?
I'm just taking it all in, boss.
Mm-hmm.
Fullback Michael Robinson again takes over the press conference.
Yeah, I'm finna slide up in this thing, right? You know what I mean? To break the monotony a little bit. Marshawn ain't really trying to say nothing to you guys, okay? You can direct your questions to me.
Michael, how is Marshawn feeling about this?
Hey, man, I he hadn't talked to you guys most of his life. I think he just said that. He just wants to play ball, boss.
Michael, how are you finding
this? It's a lifestyle, boss.
Right.
Michael, how does Marshawn feel about Skittles?
He loves his power pellets before the game, boss.
it's all about that action, boss. Is there some kind of sociological aspect to that, or is it just all about that action?
It's about that action.
Okay. Boss.
Boss.
Get it.
So the whole boss thing is like they're bossing me around and making me do these interviews.
No, right?
No, he calls people boss.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway?
Yeah.
What makes the Marshawn Born to Run song so perfect? Done by
the boss.
Boss. Yeah,
awesome.
Boss.
Fun.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
More on the press conference. Richard Sherman, not so shy about talking to the media, talked about the importance of education.
I think education is immensely important, especially to the youth. And even if that's not going to be your chosen field and be the thing, I think you should understand, you know, the history of life. You know, certain aspects of education are essential to kids growing up and understanding the world for what it is. And I think it gives kids a lot of avenues to be successful and to reach all the dreams.
Oh, honey, he doesn't even know what he's saying anymore.
He's attempting to get no more publicity.
He seems too like rational and calm. Who else do you have?
Come on, Richard. Be a thug for us, please.
By the way, the interview with Marshawn Lynch was 44 minutes.
Wow. No, with Richard was 44.
For Richard Sherman was 44. With Marshawn Lynch was only 5.
And yet we got more cuts out of Marshawn.
Well, yeah, because the other one is kind of boring.
Richard Sherman was asked if the weather's going to be a factor.
I really don't think it benefits anybody. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to who plays the most effective football. And, that's really all I got to say about that. I mean, the weather will be what it is. Both teams have played in cold weather games and been successful. So I think it'll come down to who executes better.
Standard conventional wisdom says it favors the Seahawks if the weather's bad because it favors a ground game.
Absolutely, correct? Absolutely. Okay.
Peyton Manning describes a little favor that Pete Carroll did for him.
I knew Pete when he was at Southern Cal. He actually did a pretty cool thing for me one time. I was in Los Angeles. I needed to throw. I needed to work out. And so I called over to Southern Cal's football offices, got a hold of Coach Carroll, and asked if his receivers and quarterbacks were throwing that day, could I come over and join the throwing session because I was, you know, getting ready for training camp. He gave me the time, and so, you know, I got over there at 3 o'clock, and I really just wanted to kind of just join right in and, you know, throw whatever routes, you know, that Southern Cal was throwing. And Coach Carroll had 8 receivers, 4 tight ends, 4 running backs, all stretched, lathered up, ready to go when I got there. I said, all right, what routes do y'all want to run? He said, no, Coach Carroll said, we're going to throw whatever routes you want to run. This is going to be your workout. And that's about as good a treatment as you could get.
Nice.
You should try that today, Peyton. See how that works out for you. See if Pete will accommodate. Run the routes you want to run.
That's the Super Bowl stuff. 7:54 is still to come. What's the vehicle you could drive that works best as a chick magnet?
I've had the most success in a 66 Volkswagen Beetle.
I think chicks dig Hummers.
Chicks dig Hummers? I don't know. My chick magnet shopping days are over, but there is a vehicle that women say they most enjoy seeing a man driving in the most. I wonder if it's a vehicle any of us have. Do you think?
It's not one I have.
The Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Put your money where your pride is. Home Street Bank offers exclusive Seahawks checking accounts and debit cards. To learn more, go to homestreet.com/Seahawks. Home Street, the official bank of the Seattle Seahawks. Good luck in New York. Go Hawks. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Hello from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. It looks like we do have one incident, I-5 northbound near the convention center. It's an accident there on the right shoulder, but it's involving like 5 or 6 or possibly 7 cars. So it's not blocking any of the lines of traffic, but it is a big distraction for drivers. The backup goes all the way out to Boeing Access Road at this point. Northbound 405 through the S-curve, still looking at lots of brake lights. And it looks like your Everett to Seattle drive is a little tough at the moment. It's going to take you about 55 minutes.
This report brought to you by Home Street Bank.
So, how's those resolutions holding up? It's about that time when all those promises you made start to fade away. Like getting in shape. iHeartRadio has stations perfect to keep you motivated. Or the resolution to be more positive. Make your own music stations with a song or artist that keeps you in a positive mood. The resolution to save more money. iHeartRadio fits into that too. It's free. 1,500 real live radio stations and more. Download the iHeartRadio app or listen online. iHeartRadio.com.
Well, by now you've heard that I get to go to New Jersey. I get to go to the Meadowlands and bring home the 12th Man flavor here to our 12th Man in Seattle. I want to thank my friends at Good Feet for powering this trip. Good Feet's 12th Man March to the Meadowlands is going to let me go and do something I never thought I'd be able to do. And they've helped me do a lot of things I didn't used to be able to do. My feet hurt all the time, and I couldn't do the things that everybody enjoys doing because every time I put my feet on the floor, there was pain. I went to the Good Feet store by Alderwood Mall. There's one down by South Center Mall Parkway as well. And they literally put in the right arch support inserts into my shoes. And over the course of a couple weeks, my foot pain was gone. They can do the same thing for you. They're America's number one arch support store. When you go in right now to the Good Feet stores in our area, ask about the 12th Man Special. They have a 3-part system for pain relief. When you buy the first 2 steps for pain relief, they'll throw in the 3rd step for free. That's a $200 value for free just for being part of the 12th Man. Good Feet stores in our area, Alderwood Mall, South Center Mall Parkway. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Hey, I'm meteorologist MJ McDermott from the Q13 Fox Weather Center. We've got a few showers to get through today, probably kicking up more this afternoon. Mid-40s this afternoon as well. And the big game on Sunday still looking dry and cold with kickoff temps in the mid-30s.
This report brought to you by Ryther. Unlike the weather, kids don't come with a 10-day forecast. To weather the unpredictable storms, Ryther's psychiatry, psychology, autism assessments, substance abuse treatment, and therapy is here to help. RYTHER.org.
Let's get a check on traffic with Rachel.
Thanks, Dan. It's a mess out there. This storm is making today's commute a real nightmare.
Cars are just slipping and sliding all over the
road. Winter weather can slow you down, but Les Schwab has the right tires to get you where you need to go safely. And with our best tire value promise, every tire we sell comes with lifetime protection and care. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Last night, I had this amazing dream. I dreamed
that I finally had the ribbon-cutting ceremony at my new yoga studio. Everyone in town was there, and parked out back was
the cutest little convertible that my parents got me for my birthday. I drove it home and went inside to find
the coolest man cave ever, with a finished home theater and a walkout that led to a killer backyard with
a treehouse shaped just like a pirate ship. It was
the perfect dream.
We don't all have the same dreams, but we all deserve to set our sights on the things we'd love to accomplish this year. American Family Insurance is always there protecting your dreams. Our agents can help make sure you have the right coverage, whether it's for your auto, home, business, or life. Find an agent and get a competitive quote at AmFam.com or call 1-800-MY-AMFAM.
And I will do it for you.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
How was it? His teacher asked him. How was your vacation? Tell the class about it. Go on. Tell the class about it. And he couldn't. Not because he didn't remember. Not because it was all a blur. Not because he was embarrassed or because he was afraid of blushing in front of a certain someone, but because seeing an enormous whale breaching from out of nowhere, hearing the crack of a glacier as it breaks into glassy water, being hurtled along a mountain by wet-nosed Alaskan huskies, then riding a train through a misty wilderness. It's just difficult to put into words. Princess Cruises, come back new.
To plan your 7-day cruise to Alaska from just $5.98 leaving Seattle, contact your travel agent, call 1-800-PRINCESS, or visit princess.com for details. Terms and restrictions apply. Ships of Bermudan Registry.
Visit Dania's winter clearance sale now and save big on select floor models, discontinued clearance furniture, and accessories. Hurry in for the best selection. 5 Puget Sound locations to serve you, or visit daniafurniture.com for a location near you.
We didn't get bailed out. We rolled up our sleeves and went to work to build America's most eco-friendly, highest quality, affordable vehicles. Ford was the